It's Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.
Hey, it's Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles. And on today's show, there was a whole bunch of Kid Craddock revelations. Stories about his trip to Vegas. Stories about pants and underwear choices. And even more Cradman stuff. But we're going to start the show off with Kelly Raspberry's highlight of the day. Kelly can't figure out something that pretty much any child can do.
I can't upload my picture to Instagram because it's just my little...
You're still working on Instagram?
Kelly. I don't know how to put my picture up there.
Kelly.
I can't. There's no thing to put my picture.
You know what? This is like... This is like if a person your age was sitting there telling us that they don't know how to tie their shoes.
Come show me how to upload my picture to Instagram.
Go learn how to tie your shoes and leave us alone. That's what we would say.
And I thought I had FaceTime figured out, but it's gone.
All right. We'll be back.
So it's a well-known fact that Kelly Raspberry and technology will never, ever, ever
get back together.
Ever again.
No, that is a foregone conclusion that she will not be able to understand any kind of app or
computer
or Tandy.
Regular telephone.
Or Apple II.
The Commodore 8088.
Commodore 8088. Atari 2600.
Pong. Cosmo Brockington never showed me how to do that when I was young.
Cosmo Brockington.
All right, so let's get into the kid-centric part of the show, because it became very kid-heavy.
Oh, yeah. He had his trip to Vegas. He got to see Ed Sheeran, and he went to a nudie pool.
What?
At the nudie pool, it's actually a European pool, and they're very famous.
Just call it a topless pool. Nudie pool sounds weird.
They're all over the one girl was, she just went full out, and...
they don't call it nudie for nothing.
I guess she's from Europe or something, and... has different levels of what's good nude.
Good nudie or bad nudie? Yeah. Was it good nudie or bad nudie?
Oh, it was just bad nudie all over the place.
It usually is.
Walking all over and bending and snapping and just picking stuff up in front of you.
Bending and snapping?
Yeah, dropping stuff right in front of you.
All right, Legally Blonde.
Bending over.
Oh, gotcha.
Picking it up.
Yeah.
What kind of place is this?
A nudie pool.
She was sizable. She had a...
I've never used that word to describe anybody.
She had all her parts working there.
So we're not sure if this pool was in fact him and just this other chick naked, or if anybody was supposed to be naked, but they were naked apparently, and she was bending over doing stuff.
The people that go to those pools are loud and proud.
And gross.
And gross.
Have you ever done nudie pool?
Never.
Skinny dipping.
Yes. But the times that I've been skinny dipping, it's been enjoyable because it was in my younger 20s.
Cute girls are like, oh, yeah. I'm going to go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
And why would you not say okay to that?
You do. Then you get the shrinkage. Do. Also on the show today, kid's girlfriend called.
And this is interesting.
Hello. Kid's girl man friend.
Hello. Roided up bodybuilder chick. I assume it's a chick.
Well, we have to get her name first.
Roid.
What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm in
Caitlin, that's you got a pretty frog in your throat this morning?
No, I'm about a week away from a show.
How's Kid as a boyfriend? How's he treat you?
Don't answer that.
Oh, he's amazing.
Well, really? What's the most romantic thing he's done for you recently?
The most romantic thing we ever did.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, it's so funny when the memory comes back. I would just throw him around like a little rag doll.
Oh, yeah. He's a spinner.
Does he like it like that?
You guys.
Sounds pretty hot, right?
Yeah, if you like your girlfriend to toss you around a little bit and punch you in the face.
Now, would you date a bodybuilder? Not a man, a woman.
I'm thinking.
Bodybuilder.
I'm really thinking.
And they're all, like, covered in that fake tan stuff.
That washes off after about a week.
Yeah, to the point where they're just brown. They're bronze.
I couldn't do it.
No, I don't think
I'm way too unhealthy for that.
Yeah.
I couldn't date somebody that is that physically fit.
I can't eat that.
It just wouldn't work for me.
I can't eat that.
Wouldn't work.
Hey, can't eat it.
You'd be making your buffalo chicken dip and they're like,
no.
Oh, I got to weigh in tomorrow.
She's just bench pressing you. When she takes a shower, she just hangs you over her shoulder.
She uses you as a towel. She gives you the in-between, the
butt floss.
Yeah, the crotch floss. I couldn't do that. I couldn't date somebody like that.
And finally, Kid revealed that one day, he wore women's panties to the show.
Kid, didn't you wear panties to work one day?
That was an accident. I had to choose my undergarments by feel because it was a dark room. I was trying to be considerate.
So you went with the silky thong, huh?
I just reached in and grabbed the
silky lacy thong. You thought it was yours?
It wasn't until I got downstairs and I'm, you know, making coffee and I'm like,
ooh, yeah,
this feels pretty nice. So I had that moment.
God.
I could run back upstairs,
yeah,
potentially wake up everybody in the house, or I could just go to work just like this.
Right.
And you chose?
You'll never know.
Have you ever worn panties to work, Greg?
No.
Ever?
No.
Have you
I don't
ever,
know whose panties I would wear.
Have you ever worn panties?
No. As far as I could tell, no.
Well, that's good. I've never worn panties either.
I think you have. You look like the face of a man that's worn panties.
I've put panties. Okay,
your bodybuilder girl.
Think of the places that I've put panties. I've put panties on my head before.
Okay, I've done that.
I think I've probably pulled panties off with my teeth.
Uh huh. I've done the panty.
You've shot panties
the panty
at people.
Slingshot.
Uh huh. I may have once put panties over my jeans or shorts to be funny.
Uh huh.
And I think that's the only places I've put panties.
I think that at none places is right to wear panties for a guy.
At none places is where you go wear panties? Places. You wear panties at none places.
I wear panties at none.
Like,
yes,
you,
at
a nunnery is where you wear your panties.
You're allowed to
you
wear panties.
You are a sick person.
I know.
Hold on. Hold on. This is a Behind Kids Back addendum.
Addendum.
JC and Trey Money are both over here, and they're saying they're trying to call us out for never wearing panties.
Get
and
over here. JC, come on, Jose.
JC just made a shocking admission that we will get now.
I find it pretty hilarious that when Kinsey goes to the bathroom to get ready at night, I will when I'm trying to get ready for sexy time, I will put on a pair from time to time. And then when she walks out, it's hilarious. And she's like, oh, my God, look how hilarious you are. I'm so turned on right now.
It's a man that's
whatever,
comfortable,
dude.
He's comfortable with his
when
life.
Does hilarity turn into turned on?
By the way, thongs are not comfortable.
That's right
now,
from a man right there.
You know what, JC? I will agree with you on that. I've never done it, but the hilarious factor is definitely there.
But, Trey, why are you wearing panties? Don't get on my mic because I don't want your face anywhere near what I say.
It's the same reason JC did. It's because the girlfriend is out of the room and you go, oh, I'm going to put on her underwear. And then so you put on the underwear.
I have never had that thought.
No, and surprisingly, the material is a little nicer than my $3 underwear from Walmart.
Are you going to come in boy shorts from now on?
You know, a cheeky.
Cheeky.
Also, if you're a guy who can't dance and your hip gyration nation is not there, putting on your girl's panties will help the gyration nation occur. For some reason, it makes you a better dancer.
Take that tip home to your kids.
You're welcome, hey, children.
You can't dance? Put on women's panties.
I think me and JC should finish this out. Boo. Out.
Oh.
When you can't dance, put on women underpants. That's the moral of the story.
If you can't dance, put on women's underpants.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Behind Kids Back. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Boo.
Out.
This has been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.